Hello and welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Connor McDavid should win the Hart Trophy. We'll get to that and more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, hello. Welcome back to Locked On Oilers. I'm your host, former Game Day Oilers producer, Brett Holden. I almost forgot my own title there, former title there. Yes, I am Brett Holden. Welcome back to Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. Today, we are going to be talking about why Connor McDavid is going to win the Hart Trophy. Yes, not that he should, not that he deserves, well, he does deserve it. He will win the Hart Trophy. We will get into that. Plus, we are going to get back into our prospect of the week. This one is a little bit more popular. More people may know this name, but he has been on a tear. Plus, yesterday, the NHLPA players poll came out and some surprising names came across on that in that survey. And we will talk about some of those names, plus how and where the Edmonton Oilers fared, former Oilers, well, current Oilers, where they ended up being on that players poll. But let's start with the conversation that basically it seems like a lot of the Canadian media has been talking about for the last 2 days, and that is whether or not Austin Matthews or Connor McDavid will win the Hart Trophy. It seems like the betting favorite right now is Austin Matthews, but I'm sitting here today to tell you why Connor McDavid should be the Hart Trophy winner. Yes, if you go around the league, and as we will get into in the NHLPA players poll, a lot of people will agree with me when I say Connor McDavid is the best player in the NHL and the best player in the world. So for a trophy that rewards the best player in the NHL, why is Connor McDavid not the favorite to win it? He is the perennial favorite. He is the perennial best player in the NHL, and that will be the case for a very long time. Yes, there may be players like Connor Bedard coming up who may start to put a couple more feathers in that pillow, I guess. But Connor McDavid will be the best player in the NHL for a very long time, and he is the best player in the NHL this season. Yes, I understand Austin Matthews did score 60 goals the other day. That is an amazing feat. Only, I believe, it was the fourth player in a very long time to score 60 goals. But I'm telling you right now that Connor McDavid's stat line is much more impressive. And considering every year Connor McDavid seems to be bettering himself, how can the best player in the world continue to be better than himself? And he's doing that this year. Connor McDavid has career highs. Let me get this out for us. In goals, assists, points, shots, shot attempts, and hits. Connor McDavid. Hits. Is this guy also providing physicality? The guy who broke his hand in his final year of minor hockey, well, major junior hockey, in a fight, is now providing physicality for the Oilers? That's a captain. That is a captain. I mean, yes, let's be honest. A lot of this trophy is about the statistics, and yes, basically, the goal of hockey is to put the puck into the net. And nobody has been better in the NHL this season and in the past couple of seasons at doing so than Austin Matthews. And that's understandable. He is a great hockey player. I will not argue with you on that. But Connor McDavid, even if you ask Austin Matthews, he would probably agree that Connor McDavid is better than him. I will say that, and I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Well, I shouldn't say I'm so sorry, Leafs fans, but I am sorry because that is very blunt. Austin Matthews deserves his fair share of love, but let's look at the stats this year between the two. Connor McDavid this season in 79 games played. He has two more to go, one tonight and one tomorrow night against Vancouver. In 79 games played, 44 goals, 78 assists, good for 122 points. You know how many players have done that? You know how many players have scored 120 points since the year 2000? Six. Two of those guys, in fact, was Jaromir Jagr. He did it twice along with Joe Thornton, Sidney Crosby, and Nikita Kucherov. Yeah, remember that name? Yeah, I mean, he's still in the NHL, so he should. But remember when Nikita Kucherov was putting up those types of points and a lot of people were saying, wow, he's up there with Connor and with Austin Matthews. Austin Matthews, on the other hand, this season in 73 games played, 60 goals, which is fantastic, 46 assists, good enough for 106 points. Great totals between for Austin Matthews. However, as I said just before we got into this point, the point of the game is to put the puck in the net. Nobody has been better than Austin Matthews at doing so, but the point of the game is to get the puck into the net and to generate that offense. Well, there's nobody else who is generating that offense better than Connor McDavid. Yeah, we understand that you have 60 goals. That is fantastic. You are putting the puck into the net. How many of those goals are with Mitch Marner? How many? I mean, you can say that along with Connor and Leon. But when it comes to power play goals, Connor McDavid sits 32nd in the league in goals. A lot of people complain that a lot of Connor McDavid's points and goals do come from the power play, which is fair. You have one of the best power plays in the game. As we talked about yesterday, the Oilers certainly need that power play in the playoffs to be the best that it possibly can. And Connor McDavid is producing, but only at the 32nd best point total, goal total rather, in the entire league. In the point totals on the power play, he does lead the league. Now, I may sound like I may be contradicting myself, but it is important for a player like Connor McDavid to be up in the top five here to be producing points, because when you're on the power play, that's when you're supposed to be producing points. That's when you need to be producing points, because that is when you absolutely need to jump on the other team's mistakes. And Connor McDavid has been doing so. Obviously, so has Leon Draisaitl for the Edmonton Oilers. An interesting stat for me when I was looking at the difference between the two is how the two teams fare with and without McDavid and Matthews. Let's take a look at how the Edmonton Oilers have done without Connor McDavid this season alone. The Oilers have missed Connor McDavid for one game, and that was because of a COVID protocol. And in fact, the Oilers actually played the Toronto Maple Leafs that night. A 4-2 loss for the Oilers that night with Austin Matthews' assist. Yeah, the Oilers lost without Connor McDavid. I'm shocked. However, on the other side, for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews missed 8 games. 2 of those were because of a cross-check to the face in one of the most important games, one of the games that had the most amount of eyes on it. He cross-checked a defenseman in the face. Is that really an MVP type player? I love physicality in the NHL just as much as the next guy, but there is such thing as taking it too far. Obviously, he did get that 2-game suspension, but that is not why I bring this up. I bring this up because in those 8 games that Austin Matthews missed for the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Maple Leafs went 6-1-1. Their most valuable player, I put in air quotes, is out. If for a suspension, for injury, for numerous other things this season, and you still are winning games. Tell me how your most valuable player, allegedly, is not playing in the games, but you're still winning. That's not the most valuable player. Your most valuable player is clearly somebody who's out there on the ice at that time because you're winning games without this guy. Why are we even having this debate right now? When his team needed him, he was out. Along this stretch in the last part of the season, he's been out of the lineup, in and out for the last couple of games. You're really, some people have even called it load management. Are you Kawhi Leonard? I'm sorry, I'm a Clippers fan, and I know how load management feels, and that does not feel great. And let's, looking at these statistics, this is not just an outlier of a season for Austin Matthews and the Toronto Maple Leafs without Matthews in the lineup. With Matthews in the lineup, the Toronto Maple Leafs are 230, 126, and 51 within Austin Matthews' entire career since he stepped into the league in 2016. That is a 62.8 win percentage with Austin Matthews in the lineup. Without Austin Matthews in the lineup, they are 29, 15, and 2. That is good enough for 65.2%. They are winning more games. Well, they are slated to win more games. They are more likely to win a hockey game if Austin Matthews isn't even in the lineup. How is that your most valuable player? How is that even the Toronto Maple Leafs' most valuable player? Forget the entire league. He's not even the Maple Leafs' most valuable player. Connor McDavid, in his career, now I understand, yes, as this trophy is only awarded for this season, but Connor McDavid only missed one game and the Oilers lost that one, so I don't think that is a fair sample size when you look between the two players. Connor McDavid, since he jumped into the league in 2015, the Edmonton Oilers are 250, 196, and 40 with Connor in the lineup. Without, the Oilers are 18, 22, and 9. Now, with Connor in the lineup, the Oilers have 500 or are bound to get points in 55.6% of their games. Without, they are bound to get points in 45.9% of their games. That is a 10% differential between with and without Connor McDavid. For the worse for the Oilers. The Toronto Maple Leafs are better when you look at the wins and losses without Austin Matthews in the lineup. So if you're sitting here telling me, well, Brett, you got to put in your vote for the Hart Trophy winner. It's going to be the guy who means the most to his team and means the most to the league. And that is Connor McDavid. Yes, Connor McDavid. And when you look around the league, a lot of people will agree. Yeah, yesterday, the NHLPA's player survey, I believe it is called, came out. And there are some pretty interesting results on there. We will get to that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our partner, Shady Rays. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of $200 sunglasses for a fraction of the price. That means polarized lenses, well-constructed durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. Also, something you won't find anywhere else is Shady Rays' insane protection program. Shady Rays includes lost and broken protection on every pair. They will send you a brand new pair no matter how you lost them. You will get a brand new pair. And even if you don't like your pair, it won't cost you any money. It will not cost you any money. You'll pay nothing. It is as simple as that. Plus, 10 meals are given to or donated to fight hunger in America when you shop with Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, head to shadyrays.com and use the code LOCKEDON to get 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. 50% off two or more pairs of their polarized sunglasses. That is code LOCKEDON for their best deal of the season. 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses, backed by over 150,000 verified five-star reviews. Yes, let's get into the NHLPA player poll, as there are some, well, to be honest, I am pretty excited when this player poll does come out. It is interesting to get a little bit of an inside view of just how other players within the NHL view their peers. Obviously, there are a lot of well-respected guys within the NHL, guys like Patrice Bergeron, while also on the same team. There are some guys who are pretty hated. I'm looking at you, Brad Marchand. However, I know we're not talking about the Bruins, Locked On Bruins. You are here for the Locked On Oilers podcast. So let's get into where a lot of the Edmonton Oilers did end up ranking within the NHL player poll. And as you might expect, it is basically all Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. So let's take a look at who the NHL players believe is the best stick handler. Now, if you're sitting here on the baseline, I'm thinking, okay, well, as an Oilers fan, obviously, Connor McDavid is probably one of, if not the best stick handlers, especially if you see how fast he can skate with the puck on his stick and still put the puck into the net. I'm looking at you, New York Rangers. But no, a lot of NHLers, and I'm sure as when I read this name off, you will agree, and they say the best hands in the NHL belong to Patrick Kane. 57.3% of the NHLPA voted for Patrick Kane. Over 500 players were voted for all, or were surveyed rather, for all of these questions. There were about 15 questions that they were asked. They had the ability to say, oh yeah, I'll answer this question, or no, I won't. 57% voted Patrick Kane. 22.8% voted for Connor McDavid. Yes, Connor McDavid came in second in that vote, and it wasn't really close after that. Patrick Kane, again, with that 57%. Connor McDavid, 22%. Then after that, it was Nathan MacKinnon with 5.3%. Alexander Barkov with 2.4%. Johnny Gaudreau with 1.4%. And that is the same amount of votes that Austin Matthews also received as well. If you need to win one game, they ask to the NHL players, who is the skater you want on your team? And Oilers fans, get a smile on your face, because 42.4% of the NHLPA said Connor McDavid is that guy for them. Also on that list, Sidney Crosby getting 17.3% of the votes. Victor Hedman getting 6.7% as well, which was quite interesting of a name for me. Alexander Barkov gets 3.5%, and Nathan MacKinnon gets 3.3%. What's interesting, and I don't want to pick on Austin Matthews too much, because I truly do, I do like Austin Matthews. He is, I'm sorry, oil country, I can hear all the groans right now. Oh, man, another one. No, I do like Austin Matthews, but interesting to see that he wasn't on this list. So if players don't even want him on the ice when they need to win a game, how is he an MVP? Anyways, I don't want to beat up on him too much. Who is the best passer? Now, another probably category where you're sitting there like, Connor McDavid, it's got to be, right? It's got to be Connor McDavid. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I mean, certainly for me, I thought he was going to be top three, but no, it's not Connor McDavid. It's another Edmonton Oiler. And well, let's be honest here, it's Leon Draisaitl, who received 17.7% of the votes. So not exactly a runaway for Leon Draisaitl. In second was Patrick Kane, another name who does show up quite a bit on the list here. Patrick Kane got 15.6% of the votes. And Nicholas Backstrom makes his first appearance on the list here with 15.4% of the votes. And then after him is Connor McDavid. So, not too far off, 10.6% of the vote for McDavid there. Who is the most complete player is the next question. And, well, let's think here. Honestly, a lot of people will say, and this was a name I've already said in today's podcast, and that's Patrice Bergeron. I love Patrice Bergeron, and a lot of people will give a lot of love to Patrice Bergeron, rightfully so. However, Sid the Kid getting 29.5% of the vote, followed by a shocking name as well, especially, I guess, for people who live out in the West or North, even, who don't get a lot of Florida Panthers games. A name that shows up a lot on this list as well is Alexander Barkov. Alexander Barkov got voted second in the list for 20.5%. Third was, there we go, Patrice Bergeron. And fourth, Connor McDavid, absolutely. And another name that I want to throw out there, because it will be a name that the Edmonton Oilers do see in the playoffs, is Anze Kopitar. Anze Kopitar also getting 2.6% of the votes there. Hey, a very steady player. If you talk to a lot of the guys that actually played for and played with Anze Kopitar, just so much respect for the man. So much respect for that LA Kings team and squad that won those couple of cups back in the middle of the 2010s. And there's a reason why. He is a heck of a player. On to, there's only a couple more topics here. Again, there was only 15, and I only picked the ones that had Edmonton Oilers players on there to make us look better. This one was actually quite surprising. This one doesn't include any players, but this one was, which NHL arena has the best ice in the NHL? Number one is not Rogers Place. I'm sorry to pump you up, Oilers fans. It was the Bell Center in Montreal, actually. 39.6% of the vote for the Bell Center, but second place, not too bad. Rogers Place getting 13.7% of the vote. What is interesting is next is Winnipeg's Canada Life Center. So the top three arenas for this section are Canadian clubs. Montreal with one, the Edmonton Oilers with two, Winnipeg with three. The next two are T-Mobile Arena, which is one of the newer leagues and one of the more fun environments in the league, which, so that makes sense. And fifth, the most famous stadium in the world, Madison Square Garden. Which player do you hate the most but wish played on your team? Let's get real. I think everybody knows what this answer is. It's got to be Brad Marchand, naturally, as it should be. But Connor McDavid does come in second, which makes sense. I mean, it must be awful to play against this man. You see him right in front of you, you blink your eyes, and all of a sudden he's behind you, and now you're skating backwards. So that makes sense. Yeah, that checks out. Tom Wilson, shockingly enough, also getting a vote there, 10.7%. Another name, this is the second time they've come up today. Victor Hedman also getting a couple votes, 6.9% for Hedman. And the best role model here for all of the NHL. Now, what's interesting is with this question and with these answers is that they are asking the NHL player, the NHL players who are grown-ups right now, who are playing in the NHL, who are answering these questions, are going to be looking up to the players that were already in the league when they were younger. So the best role model in the NHL right now, according to the NHL Players Association, is Sidney Crosby. So yes, that's fair. I understand. Like I said, they're older players that many of them looked up to Sidney Crosby. Second is Patrice Bergeron with 9.8% of the vote. And with 3.2% of the vote is Connor McDavid at three. So I think if you were to do this players poll in about 10 years, 15 years, anywhere between that five-year span, I think those will change. I mean, obviously, Sidney Crosby won't be in the league by then. But I think you look at those figures and you're going to say, oh, yeah, Connor McDavid is going to be getting that in a couple years. And as will Austin Matthews, I'm sure. Finally, I do want to bring up, also asked in the NHL Players Association player poll, they did ask who is the best current active women's hockey player in the world. And with 43.2% of the vote, Canadian fans, are we even shocked? It's Marie-Philippe Poulin who gets the number one spot. Also getting a couple of shouts, Hillary Knight, Amanda Kessel, Kendall Coyne Schofield, who was the first woman to ever participate in the NHL All-Star Game. Also getting some love is Sarah Nurse with 2.9% of the vote. I wonder who threw in a couple of votes there. Darnell. No, that's all right. So that is where the NHLPA currently sits, with all of their players and where they see their peers. Next, we are going to this week's Prospect of the Week. And this week's Prospect of the Week, as I mentioned earlier on in today's episode, is a name that many Oilers fans are quite experienced with, quite familiar with, especially after last year's controversial proper word for it, a controversial NHL draft for the Edmonton Oilers. So we will get to that in just a second. But first, I want to talk to you about Bet Online. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting stats and sports needs. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including the NHL playoffs as they are starting next week. I can't wait. And speaking of starting recently, they also have Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, from live betting to the playoffs, esports, and much more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Where we're going to end, however, is with the prospect of the week. Yes, it is Thursday once again, so that means another prospect of the week to get some love. And this prospect of the week is Xavier Borgo. Yes, Xavier Borgo. I know a lot of people might have a little bit of a sour taste in their mouth when it comes to Xavier Borgo, because a lot of people wanted, we need a goalie. We got to get a goalie. Oh, Sebastian Kosh is there. Oh, Jesper Volstadt's there. Why are we trading back with Minnesota? Minnesota took Jesper Volstadt. Who is this Xavier Borgo kid? I get it. I certainly get it. I understand that the Oilers needed some goaltending prospects within their organization, especially with Stuart Skinner probably making the jump to the big squad next year. We do have a couple of goalies as well in the organization who may be outside chances. I am one of those firm believers in Ilya Konovalov as well. So, hey, two-headed dragon between Kono and Stewie is good for me, so I don't care about that. I was actually quite happy with the Xavier Borgo pickup. Once I started watching Xavier Borgo and once I started getting into the NHL draft prospects last season, Xavier Borgo was one of those names who did pop out to me. And this week, Xavier Borgo kept the hype going for him as they are finishing out their season. They only have two games left in their season before the QMJHL hits the playoffs. As last night, the Shawinigan Cataracts played Acadie Bathurst, and last night, Xavier Borgo ended up getting an assist for the entire week. He played three games with a goal, six assists, and 7 points for Xavier Borgo. Yes, I did already mention he got an assist last night against Acadie Bathurst. For the month of April, however, and I know this isn't prospect of the month, but I have to take a look and mention his month so far. He has scored 7 goals, 11 assists, 18 points in this month. That is incredible, especially going into the playoffs. He did miss some time, especially after the World Juniors. He did miss some time, and he still came back and was as hot as ever. His Shawinigan Cataracts have clinched the playoffs. It's just basically a matter of seeding at this point. He is close to setting a couple of career bests this season in the QMJHL. He has also set some career bests in plus minus. He's plus 25 this year. His previous best was plus 8 in 2019-20. His best season was in 2019-20. All of his highs in his career was from that season. And this season, with only two games left, he is pretty close to breaking a bunch of them as well. He's even on goals for his career best on goals in 33. He's 2 assists back from his career best of 38 with 36 right now. He is 2 shots away from his best shooting season of his career. He has 71, which is his best. And this season, he has 69. And this season, he already has more shots, though. He does have more shots, and that is 164 shots to 153 back in 2019. A name to certainly watch out for, not only for the future, but potentially has been getting a lot of love recently for a guy who may end up sneaking into the lineup next year. I'm not saying he will 100%, but he might. He has grown. He was one of those later cuts in training camp last season for the Oilers. So we'll see. We'll see how much he's grown. We'll see how much he works in the offseason for that spot. And could we see our last two first rounders in Dylan Holloway and Xavier Borgo crack the lineup on day one next season? We shall see. The next game for Shawinigan is Friday, which is today, against Val-d'Or, the Val-d'Or Flare. And for our next episode, which will also be tomorrow, thank you so much for joining us today. What a day. What a day. I can't wait to get puck drop tonight. Can't wait to get puck drop tomorrow. I will be at the game tomorrow against Vancouver, which will be our final game of the season. If you see me, give me a shout. Give me a fist bump, something like that. But thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen. For your next listen, make sure to check out Locked On Now, and nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. It's free and available wherever you find your podcast, and that is where we're going to call it here today. Once again, thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you have a wonderful day. We shall see you tomorrow. Stay safe.